coming out of Dunnick. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Bearcats with the lead, 20-19 over the Redhawks. Redhawks, Cole Israelson, the sophomore, is at the line for his second shot. It's up, and this one's good, and we got a tie ball game with 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Krutzky brings the ball up the left side. He throws in the corner to Glaza. Glaza is wide open. He sets himself for three. No good. He gets his own rebound. He goes back up against Israelson. Israelson had the block, but he got him with the body.
Yep.
And that's Israelson's third foul here.
Yeah.
And he's been playing pretty good tonight. Not what you want to see. He thought he had the block, but he got him with the body.
Can't give him the baseline and expect not to be called to that. But nobody blocked out at all.
And Glaza gets two shots here. His first one goes in.
Glaza got his own rebound. Tough when you're in a zone. Assignments are a little more difficult. But you really need, somebody needs to box out the shooter.
Zaleski comes back into the game. Also for Ubley, is checking in now is Nowicki. And out of the game went Israelson. You don't want to see him pick up that fourth foul. He's playing really good. He plays with no fear. Glaza's second free throw is up, making it a two-point lead with 41 seconds to go in the first half. And Varney gets the ball, and Varney's going to walk it up the court. Setting up his offense where he wants. Ubley's back in their zone. 2-3 zone by the looks of it. Varney looks like he might be content to wait for the last shot here.
I think this is smart. You don't want to go down by any more than two. You like to be even when you go in. So.
And let's not give Ubley any more momentum than they already have. Ubley's content to pull back. Now Krutzky comes out. He's going to try to get the five-second call. And he forces Varney to move around. Now Ubley's going to go for a little trap at the top. Now they get it over to Ketter. Ketter dribbles around. 5 seconds left. Ketter drags the pivot foot. Wasn't good. He went to go back and throw the ball across court, and he picked it up.
Somebody stepped in that passing lane and made him change his decision just enough to drag the toe.
4 seconds to go. Nowicki comes out. Leiprent comes back in. Dunnick comes back in. Zaleski goes out. 4 seconds to go. Ubley looks to inbound the ball and score here. They get it to Leiprent at the top. Leiprent goes up. He's going to take the cut and through. Off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Dunnick. And Leiprent did a smart move right there. He could have easily reached in and tapped that and got that third foul, but he played very smart there.
Well, I like what, he looked at the clock and there was 4 points, whatever. You know that each dribble is about a second, so as soon as he caught it, he only took two or three dribbles, and then he had a shot going on.
And at the end of the first half, it's going to be Ubley with a two-point lead, 22-20 over Kansas City. We'll be back after we hear from some of our sponsors.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bottox, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaborne, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Get your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, buy two Napa Quick Struts and get $40 off, or buy three Napa Shocks or Struts and get the fourth free. Ubley Motor Service has sale prices on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacements, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
And we're back here at Kansas City High School, where it's the Ugly Bearcats with a 2-point lead over the Kansas City Redhawks at halftime. And from the Montrose-Reese game at half, it's Montrose 29, Reese 27, so Reese pulled back into that. And at the half, as we said earlier, it's Harbor Beach 26, Sandusky 5, waiting for the Bad Axe USA update. And we have not heard from Eddie Fury down at the Brown City game tonight, so down in that area. So when we get those updates, we'll let you know. Other than that, Mary Lee, I believe you got some first half totals for us.
I do. So the Bearcats, they have 3 scores. Galazza with 7. Boom with 7. Leiprant with 8. 3 people scoring for that team. Or on the other side, Cassidy has 6 people who have scored. Orban with 5. Varney with 4. Dunnick with 4. Ketterer with 5. And Erla and Hitchfield both have a free throw each. So, scoring a little more spread out for Cassidy. Doesn't really mean anything. Not a true indicator of what's going to happen in the end, but I always like to have more people scoring. It makes it a lot different to coach against.
It does. It makes it harder to say what you're going to do at halftime, but I think if I'm Coach Green and I'm in that locker room right now, I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic because I'm in this ball game.
Yeah.
I'm down by 2. I've had some leads. My big guys are playing good. They're not getting frustrated. And if I'm Pickla, I'm in there saying, you know what? We cannot let these guys hang around anymore. They came out hot. And both teams are playing very good. It's just Ugly is not hitting some of their shots. I think they maybe are rushing just a hair. They could make one more pass, and then they would have somebody open because they are running Cassidy a little bit. Cassidy does look a little bit tired. Even though we're seeing a change tonight here, Mary Lee, from the last couple games of Cassidy, they are subbing a little bit more.
Yeah,
but you know how that is. They haven't played much together, though. Israelson's only played one game up here with them, so that does make a difference.
They've got 9 or 10 guys to the game already. So, but you're right. I think Cassidy has taken a couple quick shots, too, inside their post players. I think their perimeter players have done a little bit better job in choosing, picking and choosing, and haven't rushed their shots, but Erla and Dunnick both missed a couple easy shots down there that they probably like to have back.
Dunnick had back-to-back shots there that he was down in the paint, and he missed the bunny, and he was wide open, but you know what? If you see Marshall Leiprant coming at you, or Josh White, or even Booms, Booms might not be the tallest guy out of those, but he's got a vertical that's just incredible, and he's just a natural athlete there. So early in the third quarter, it's Harbor Beach 31, Sandusky 9. So I think the keys now for the second half is that Ugly needs to come out, continue what they were doing, but I think they need to jack up their defense. They're not playing the type of defense that I've seen them play in the first part of the year and that I've heard of all year long. When I saw them play and they shut Harbor Beach down and they shut down, I forget who the other game we had on the year, but the last time I saw them play and with Sandusky and Marlette at home, they played a tight, packed in. They didn't let you get any shots inside, and if you were having the ball outside, they were in your face all over. We don't quite see that tonight. They're aggressive, but they're not as aggressive as they normally are.
Well, and when you look at what Cassidy has, they do have some potential outside shooters that could burn them, you know. So I packing it in, even though Cassidy appears to want to go inside a lot.
Right. They started out in the first quarter looking to go outside, and then they finally got it inside, and I think that was one of the adjustments that Coach Green made